RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
Hey, Jenny, have you put any thought into college scholarships?
Yeah, a little. I'm not too worried.
Well, you should be, unless someone offers scholarships for cell phone use, in which you'd get a full ride.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Comedian, Thumb Cellular does just that.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, Thumb Cellular is offering a $1,500 scholarship for local students. All I have to do is submit a 1 to 5 minute creative video about how cell phones have changed the way people do business, work, and or live. I just need to film it on my phone and include a one-page cover letter. I'm going to thumbcellular.com/scholarship to learn the rest of the rules and submit my letter and video. The deadline is Friday, March 27th at midnight.
Well, in that case, I'm sure the cell phone queen will win for sure.
Ha ha, Dad. Very funny.
For more information, go to thumbcellular.com/scholarship. Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
When it comes to sports broadcasting, I'd like to think I know a few things. But when it comes to trailers, not so much. That's why I go with Swartz Trailer Sales. They're located just south of Harbor Beach on Shock Road, and if it's a flatbed, utility, enclosed, cargo, car hauler, or dump trailer you're looking for, the only name you need to remember is Swartz Trailer Sales of Harbor Beach. They don't have the overhead costs like the big guys have, but still carry the brands you want like SureTrack and Stealth. All of this means you're going home with the best quality trailer at the best price. Give Ron Swartz a call at 989-415-7031. That's 415-7031. That's Swartz Trailer Sales of Harbor Beach. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Home with the Baseline with Clark Ramsey, John Moody, and Paul P. Adams. Going on every Sunday at 7 p.m. with a one-hour special dedicated to high school basketball in the Thumb of Michigan. And join us tomorrow for our mid-district special. That's Thursday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1, a 60-minute special of the Baseline to recap the first half of District 83. While we're breaking down the Harbor Beach Pirates thus far and through the Pirates' tale, Harbor Beach that seems to be getting better as the season progresses. They started out 3-0, but then dropped three straight games over the holidays. Since that point, the Pirates have gone 13-1. Their only loss in that 14-game period was the USA at home in overtime. And, John, that was a game they lost 61-64 without their sharpshooter, Austin Seltz.
You bet it. You know, Austin Seltz, I think he's essential to the team. When he's on, there's no one that can really go after the team if he's out of the lineup. When he's out of the lineup, obviously there's five less fouls to work with, and also the fact that his sharpshooting is so deadly accurate. He's also one of the best free throw shooters on the team. So this is a senior that is essential to the Pirate attack.
Harbor Beach is currently on a 9-game winning streak, spanning since January 30th, making 41 days without a loss, better known as Lent in the Catholic calendar. With a win tonight, Harbor Beach would punch their ticket to the sixth straight district final for them, attempting for their fifth title in 6 years. But obviously, the Bad Axe Hatchets trying to negate that tonight. When we return, we will have about 13 minutes away from tipping off from the Bad Axe Hatchet Gymnasium, as technically Bad Axe is on the road tonight at home on their home bench. You do the math. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the WLEW Sports Network.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
From the premier truck dealer in the Thumb, Graf, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
You know, Hank always looks forward to March. You've seen him for years dress up as a leprechaun in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. And this year is no different. He wears green this month to show how much green you can save on all remaining 2014 Silverados we have in stock.
You're right, boss. We have about a dozen 2014 Silverados on the lot, with savings up to $13,195. That's up to 30% off the sticker price of a nicely equipped 2014 Crew Cab 4x4.
Right now, in addition, we'll give you $3,000 minimum on your drivable trade, 99 and newer. So with the GM discount and package savings, it means their 2014 Silverados won't last long.
Saving you a lot of green this month is what we are all about here at Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, the premier truck dealer in the Thumb. Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
Total savings based on GM EPP pricing with 99 or newer trade and current lease within the household.
March Madness has struck at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Buy or lease your best deal now. How about a nicely equipped 2015 Chevy Impala 2LT with V6 engine, rear vision camera, remote start, power seat, and more? Lease it for only $266 a month or buy it for only $26,999. Get behind the wheel of a 2015 Chevy Equinox all-wheel drive. It's fully loaded, including chrome wheels and rear vision camera. Lease it for $185 a month. Purchase it for only $25,999. Truck buyers, find spectacular deals on the Chevy or GMC pickup of your choice. Lease a 2015 Chevy Silverado LT Double Cab 4x4 for only $257 a month. Buy it for only $34,527. Final closeout pricing in effect on all remaining 2014 models. It's March Madness at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney on your call tonight. And the Bad Axe Hatchets enter tonight. They're taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates. They enter tonight at 15-4 overall, 8-1 in league play. That puts them at the GTC West Champions the first time since 1960. Before we go any further, I'd like to thank Jeff Kozel. He's been an official here in this region for quite some time, hometown of Peck. And he actually took a job up north and we're moving away. We're going to be losing a good official in this region.
Good officials are so hard to come by, and I really hate to see them leave.
Well, anyways, back to Bad Axe. They're coached by Mark Krug, his second year at the helm for the Hatchets. His squad last year went 6-14 to this year 15-4. We're doing that 2-6-6-2 switch again there, John. Bad Axe's season scores on average 56.3 points, while their defense allows just 46.4. So a 9.9-point advantage for the Hatchets overall. Despite being on a neutral court tonight, Bad Axe finds themselves on their home court, a gymnasium in which they went 8-1 on the season. Their only loss, Marlette, the second game of the season, back way back in December 17th, losing 43-56. In those nine home games in this year's campaign, very little changes from the overall average. The Hatchets score 56.5 points, up 0.2 of a point, and allow 47.2 points, or 0.8 of a point more. So at home, it's Bad Axe typically by 9.3 points. Records are a bit sketchy when it comes to the postseason play for Bad Axe, but they have not won an MHSA tournament game since at least 2009. John Mooney, obviously Bad Axe is one of the best teams here. Take us through that roster.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark Krug's Bad Axe Hatchets, they are led by a junior sniper and all everything as far as I'm concerned, Tommy Morneau. And they receive quality minutes from John Messing, and that is J-O-N.
John Messing, that's Justin Messing.
And also don't forget Jared Brown, their defensive specialist, Martin Messing, Andrew Sutton, and there's one person that's going to be missing tonight from the fell with the flu a little bit. They had Mason Krug that unfortunately is a little under the weather, and so he's not going to be available for the team tonight. The Hatchets are built on defense first, and they look to control.